What's up, y'all? This is Chrissy, and I'm back with another episode of Black Hearts Club Radio. This is a special episode, y'all. I'm in the building with
Tuffy Stars
and
Body for President.
Yes, and this is the special stripper episode of Black Hearts Club Radio. This is something that I have always wanted to do, just sit and talk with my girls that also dance. So we're going to get into it real quick. We're going to talk about dancing. We're going to talk about a whole lot of shit. So, y'all, how y'all feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, I haven't been on phone
for
a little bit, but
it
feels good to be back.
Actually, yeah, let's talk about what we just got done doing.
Like, I ain't going to lie.
So what was the photo shoot that y'all just got done doing, though? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, boy, pit stop.
Yeah.
Pit stop.
Yes. Definitely stay on the lookout. That was dope.
I had fun.
Yeah, y'all was killing.
I've never done a brand photo shoot before. So
me neither. I had fun.
Yeah.
Even though my wig was not working with me.
I'm lean.
The shit got hot. Yeah. Right.
That was on your head.
No, right. Bro.
The lies.
You know the lies.
Yes, yeah, y'all, I have a Senegalese wig, y'all.
Y'all killed that shit.
I forgot who I got it from. This shit like a year old.
It's really good though, cause for me, shit.
It look like fresh braids, right. Don't
it? So for the listeners, y'all don't know, but right now we at the Ties. Shout out to Kato.
The Ties Studio for GB Boulevard.
Everybody, pull up. If you are an artist, I know artists listen to this podcast. If you're an artist,
we doing
pull
deals
up,
for session times.
Everything. Mixing, mastering, everything. We got engineers, everything you need. I just want to shout out Family Ties right now because, you know, that's where we at. But, yeah, so y'all had fun doing this shoot. So let's get into the real tea.
Yeah, so I was on the phone with this old head, right? And I usually, like, bring him out to support me or whatever. He ain't no sugar daddy or nothing like that. He's just a friend.
Okay.
So I'm on the phone with him, right? And I was telling him about a trip I was going to plan with my friend Raven.
Right. Yeah, that's me, Raven. Y'all. Okay. That's me. Y'all, we're talking about stripper stuff now. So
I'm going to talk about a trip I planned to Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yeah, I like the club, Club Wax, that's in Atlanta. It's in East Atlanta.
East Atlanta is very hood.
Very hood.
Right.
And, you know, it got predominantly black girls, so I like it there, too. It ain't a lot of white girls or whatever. But I'm not racist or nothing like that, but I just like the booty shake clubs.
Right.
So... yeah, so I'm in the booty shake club, and I'm telling the old head, like, I like it because it's, like, more so young guys there than old guys.
Mm-hmm.
And how I said it, he didn't like it because I said old-ass niggas.
Okay.
So he got mad and started cussing me out, talking about something. Yeah, I feel like you got something against old niggas. And he told me, y'all, he would pay a young nigga $10,000 just to dog me out.
Okay.
Now
I don't even believe that he has the $10,000.
No, he do. He got money. Like, he got money.
$10,000 to give
but
one
why
person.
Why would you waste a $10,000 on a young nigga just to dog somebody out because they of their preference or their choice?
Like,
it's my body. He never understood. I'm a female. This is my body. I don't have to give no old nigga no VIP room.
So let's talk about that. Okay. So as far as y'all being dancers, well, I would say y'all us. As far as us being dancers, right?
My preference
how do y'all, I was going to say, how do y'all, like, deal with it when customers be OD pushy? Because I know, I mean, I don't trick. I know y'all don't trick, I feel like. Y'all.
I got so raped a couple of times.
How do y'all deal with that?
And I call it rape because they didn't touch my coochie without consent.
Right.
Like,
so
that shit fucked up. Like, why would you go down there and touch my vagina? You don't even know me. I don't even know where your hands been at. Money is dirty. And shit is nasty.
Star, how do you deal with it?
Yo, I just be, honestly, over the time, I really just got aggressive with the shit. Or either I was just like...
You try to handle it, right? You try to back up first.
Yeah, ain't nobody gonna play me like no pussy ass bitch.
You try to be nice, and you try to back up, be like...
Shoot, my daddy don't be carrying me, so I don't know why the fuck you think you should be carrying me. You know,
they
ain't no bills.
They
want nothing. Like, bro, like, I feel like it's just, like, too extreme. Like, it's just...
And no offense, the bartenders should stop the drink limit.
Mm. But why you gotta?
No.
Why you gotta do that?
After a certain
what you say fuck if me you, for? I'm a bartender like now, no, y'all. Why you say fuck me for?
If you feel like you too, the customer too intoxicated, don't serve them no more drinks.
No, again, I'm keep serving drinks. That's what security. Security needs to do their job and enforce the rules.
Or like I would like,
but security not around all the time.
If I really feel like you really drunk, like I would definitely act like I'm busy. Just to annoy your ass.
Okay, strip clubs is different. They have more respect in the strip clubs because they know security around. But after hours, I feel like they feel like anything goes. And back in the day, after hours. Anything do go.
Yeah.
In some states, some people don't like shit. But you gotta ask for it. Like, you have to give people respect. Just like niggas don't like when dancers just come up to them and give them lap dances. Like, you gotta give niggas respect.
And be like, oh, with the money, ask for shit.
Yeah. Right. Like, you gotta give niggas respect. It's boundaries and shit.
Well, how come when it comes to we want respect and we want things and we want to express how we feel and we want change, it's the problem. Because
that's the industry we in. Because they don't respect that. That's not
problem, period.
We put ourselves in this predicament. We gotta have tough skin.
But this is the thing.
Men a long time ago put women on this pedestal. Like, no offense. Like, I'm not mad at you in the pedestal, but I feel like y'all forgetting that they're like, we are human beings.
Yeah.
Women.
But in the sex industry, they're not going to respect that.
It don't matter. It don't matter because even in the sex industry, right? Even in the sex industry.
And that's what blows
me. And I'm talking about, like,
hold on, bitch, a woman.
Been over.
Like,
even in the sex industry, there's rules and regulations. Like, you go into those high-paying clubs where the girls who really get money be at. There's rules and regulations, and they enforce that shit.
Yeah, but that's the club. I'm talking about after hours.
But I'm just saying, period. Like, it's rules and regulations for everything. This is a service at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Regardless, I'm providing you a service, whether it's a FaceTime session, pictures, video, OnlyFans, dancing, whatever. It's a service. And just like any other place, I got the right to refuse service.
Exactly. That's what I'm
saying. I got the right to refuse
service. It's my choice. You old. Why would I want to give you a dance when it's a young nigga with the same amount of money? So now you mad when to give somebody 10 bands to dog me out. And what is that going to satisfy you?
Well,
and why
people,
would you use money to hurt
there
me?
There are some people in this world that genuinely do not want sex workers to prosper because they feel like it's not a real job.
And they just feel like we're like some wrong, just...
Yeah, like, we deserve to be fucked over because of the career choice.
This, so something must be wrong with us.
We have to take anything. A nigga be like, I would have got that money. You a hoe then. And all money not good money. What Diamond say on Players
Yeah,
Club?
Let's talk about that.
All money is not good money. You don't have to take every play.
No.
You have to take every customer. If you don't feel comfortable, don't do it.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
So...
It's my body. I don't have to go in no VIP room with your old ass. Fuck.
I ain't gotta do shit that I don't want to do.
I do it with Prince.
So let me just get into y'all's individual stories. Star, how did you get into dancing?
I got a dance when I came home from the military. Sent away from the military. And I got tired of living with my mom. It was a sticky situation with mom's living situation, so I was like, I'm getting tired of it. I need more money. I already, like, I got home in August. By December, at least I found my first crib. Mm-hmm. I got a job. Actually, I had two jobs, so I was working two jobs. I was leaving one job to go to another job, and I picked up hustling, like, selling dope and stuff, and stripping.
Where?
And babysitting. So,
Bobby, what about you? How did you get into dancing?
I was like 19.
Same.
What was I doing? Oh, I was with my friends. We was at the strip club. Oh, we was across the water, matter of fact, Paradise, before they closed
it
down.
Yep, I danced there. That's the first time I got assaulted dancing.
And, my friends got assaulted. The nigga put his finger in her pussy.
Yep, that's what he did to me. That's what he did to me.
So, but then... I was dancing up there, but I ain't have no dance clothes. I had on jeans. And a man threw some money at me. And I said, if it's that easy, I'm going to fuck. I'll do this shit.
Word.
For real. Yeah. It was easy. I had on jeans. And the man was like, you just dance with me. I throw this money. He was giving me dubs.
Right.
Tipping me ones. He was tipping me dubs. I made $100 last night in jeans.
Hey. You like, hey, shit, jeans?
There was, so I was like, where can I get some shoes from? Mm-hmm. And whole time, I was roommate with this girl, and our house got caught on fire.
Wow.
And she left all her shit in the house. And I was like, bitch, you not about to leave these shoes. She was like, yes, I am. She was just so depressed. Like,
oh, nothing. Wow.
So I was like, well, I'm about to take them. So I used them, and I started dancing.
Okay.
Across the water.
And that's how long you been dancing?
A year, almost. Almost 2 years.
Wow.
And you said you
October will make 2 years.
Since I'm like 19.
And yeah, see, you like me. Hell like yeah.
Five.
Because I was working at the shipyard constantly back to back. And I was tired of working the 9 to 5 because they be harassing people. And I'm like, well, bitch, if I could get some money, why you harassing me?
And I feel like a lot of people don't realize, like, people think that you just kind of just jump. Nobody, I feel like nobody grows up and be like, oh, I want to be a stripper.
Yeah. Like, you gotta be in that environment already.
You just fall into it or something. You just
like no bitch from the suburbs gonna be like, I want to be a stripper. They're gonna fucking go to school, get a nurse or something.
But and some people don't realize, like, we've tried those things.
Yeah.
We've literally tried those things.
Like, what? I used to work at Jiffy Lube. I used to be a server.
I used to work at Jiffy Lube, too.
Shout out Randama.
I used to be a server. Hello, I used to work.
Shout out Randama, y'all. He just walked in.
A shipyard painter.
No, I was a scaffold. I worked in the I was a scaffold
shipyard. Y'all, I don't have more jobs than I've had years on this planet.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like, so when people talk, when people.
Like I'm like the nigga on TikTok with the different jobs. Like, yo, every time I came out, I had a different uniform.
Yo, that's how I was. Like, I swear to God, my track was.
I was just working at City Trends.
Word. Like, but then it's like, you realize, I feel like for me, part of it was, I felt like if I was just going to get constantly sexualized anyway, then I may as well be paid. I may as well be paid.
And that check that you get in a week, you get in one night. So it's
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Especially if it's a good night.
Right.
And if you travel, it's going to be a better night.
And when it's good, it's good.
Because they love new faces and new energy.
Right.
They hate stuck-up hoes.
Yeah.
They like nice bitches. Because they go home stuck-up bitches. They bitch stuck-up.
Right.
Don't talk to them, get on attitude. So that's why they go to the strip club after hours. They want a fun girl. And so shake their ass in their face.
Yeah.
And spend the money, then they go home to their bitch.
So my question to y'all, my next question is, as far as advice for, like, baby strippers, right? Even though you still kind of new. What's y'all's advice for baby strippers?
I would say... Like, honestly, it sounds fucked up, but not everybody's a friend. Like, it's okay to have friends, but just not, like, just don't think everybody's, like, your friend and everything. And then if you, like, a friendly type of person, keep your head on the swivel. Don't get drunk. I would say if you're going to push your limits.
Please don't get drunk.
If you're going to push your limits.
And not accept every drink.
Don't accept every drink. And if you're going to do that, make sure you're around a lot of people. So, like, maybe next time you can learn from your limits. And be prepared.
Why?
Like, have your dance bag ready. Like, I'm talking about wipes, you know, little spray, deodorant,
yes,
all this
sweaty
stuff. Please, look, if you don't got no business on a pole or do not come in with no fucking kitten heels. Bitch. You ain't
please
making 10
don't.
Grand a night. You ain't in Atlanta. Throw them damn platforms home. Buckle up. Suck it up, buttercup.
Word. What about you, Bobby?
Smile. Okay. Always fucking smile.
Intimacy, guy. You
and
know,
eye contact.
Make a motherfucker.
Stop
feel
fucking
like
looking mad as a bitch every time you enter some shit. That intimidate niggas.
Look like you want to fuck them.
Right. Man. Smile.
Make them. Make
give them that fantasy they came for. Don't fulfill it, though. Never fulfill
like,
the fantasy unless you want to start selling pussy.
And if you do that, that's your business.
Yeah,
but
I
look,
mean, I support all sex
unless
workers,
you want
to
start,
keep
never
your
fulfill
business,
the fantasy.
Please.
Yeah,
for
please
ladies,
keep it.
Please
and then don't sell yourself short. Don't tell a nigga you sucking it for $60.
Please
no,
don't.
Make them tap.
That's
taxes.
What I was about to say. If you're going to get into the game, if you're going to get into the game,
and
make sure your number's right. Yeah.
There are people who are really like, push your ass on black.
Bash you. I done had niggas call me a powder head.
And
bitch,
if you
powder.
Ain't trying to do that, if you ain't trying to be
nobody
known
does
for
powder.
That,
nobody does
you.
Powder. I don't know what stripper they've been around and
I
do that shit, but she has to be cautious. I don't know, because what the fuck is this?
Nah, I mean, a lot of strippers do powder, though.
Huh?
Let's not lie.
I know. I had niggas call, say that plenty of times to me. Text my phone, say, you a powder head. Like, bro. What? Nobody do powder. I smoke straight.
But you know, a lot of that shit really just be projections. Like, niggas really project onto strippers.
They think strippers do is fuck. And do powder.
And drugs, drinking, parties, and sex.
And sex. That's all they think. That's all they think. Like fucking. And we got to get up and dance after we just took some dick. Can you even do that, nigga? You take some dick and get up and dance for 5 hours and see how you like it.
Go make a ham sandwich and go get up and
eat. Right.
Let's make a ham sandwich.
So my next question for y'all is, like, as far as dating, like, how do y'all feel being a stripper affects your dating life?
Oh, I wouldn't date. I don't want to date. Man. I don't
want no one at a time, one at a time. Okay, Bobby, go ahead.
I prefer not to date. You don't want
and
no
that nigga. Is a lie. Bobby you wants a want, boyfriend.
I don't want no nigga.
She
I
does.
I said that.
Bobby
I
wants
said
a
I wanted somebody solid that's going to be on my team.
Okay. She wants a boyfriend.
I don't want a
all strippers are heartbroken.
I'd rather have a pimp than a boy.
She did not just say that, y'all. She's lying.
I don't want no pimp. But you know what? She's going to mess
up. Right. Do it like it's your
B-day. It would be a girl pimp.
Do it like it's your B-day.
But please be safe.
I think we should abolish pimps, though. Because even if you're selling pussy, what the fuck do you need a pimp for?
Exactly.
That's what I'd say.
At that point, like, what is
a boyfriend
because
for?
Really, they say pimps are supposed to be, but like, this is the headaches. Thing, right? Tricking back then and tricking now, and this is pure speculation, y'all. Like, I've never done it, but from what I understand about the game, right, tricking back then and tricking now is totally different. Back then, they had Backpage, you had to walk the strip or walk wherever.
They do that now.
And they do that now, but still, like, a pimp was more so for protection.
I've seen a video of it.
It was more so for protection.
Dude trying to make me sign up for an app.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
but nowadays, you don't need that. Like, it's so easy to verify motherfuckers and, like,
you
bitch,
can be your
get
own
a gun.
Boss.
You can be your own
back
boss.
In the day, it was like a man's world dominant.
Right.
So they would be in control.
But
your girl can have her own protection. Your girl can have guns.
Right.
That was different.
Like, what the fuck do you need to have a
gun? You don't need
for?
A nigga. You don't.
That's what I feel like.
A gun and a car, and you good.
Exactly.
No pepper spray, no taser. A gun and a car.
Yeah,
you can skirt off, and you can pop while you driving those
shoes.
Honestly,
because
what at the end of the day, what is the nigga gonna do?
Niggas been in prison, so they eat that shit. I done pepper sprayed a nigga, and he ate that shit.
And
I'm spray.
That nigga choked me out and everything. I'm like,
you not
y'all know how to shoot guns? You know how to shoot guns?
Hell yeah.
You know how to load a gun?
Hell yeah.
What's y'all favorite gun to shoot?
A
Glocky.
Oh, for real? Yeah, I do. I'm not like a Glock 19.
I like the AR-9.
Word.
But yeah, boyfriends and things. I ain't gonna lie. It could work because I am myself is in a relationship. I've been since I've been dancing. It's different, but I feel like not every man can be built for it. And I'm just gonna say that now. Like, if you're the type of man that has his own life and own money and you know where you stand in your shorty's life. And, like, it could work, because, honestly, he be even funding my shit. So I'm like, look, I'm trying to go to Miami and make some money, so you need to help with your hotel.
Word.
And let me do it. Any other dude in the club, it's going to all be some bullshit. At least with him, okay, he's like, as long as you going to come back with some money, right?
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. Like, it could work, but honestly, like,
I'm a country girl.
It's deeper in it. It's just like deeper because sometimes you kind of want to be free, but not free because like being a dancer. So sometimes like if you know like the type of lifestyle
you got to be able to move around.
Like if you know you like to be fast and sometimes on your terms, like
especially the fast girls, they think just because they fast they can make it in this game.
Yo.
Your ass will be burnt out. If you fast and you think you can make, I'm
gonna
say no. Let me just say this because I really want. A lot of girls come my DMs right and they ask me about this shit. And sometimes I don't even be wanting to put them onto shit because I know the type of girl they are. And I'm like, yo, your ass will be burnt out.
And then you gotta relocate. Bitches like going to the same spot.
Right.
You gotta keep relocating,
bruh. Let me tell you something.
One day. Or the mermaids. Or
let
LA
me tell you
day,
something.
Go across the water, do something.
If you do not have your head on right, this shit will eat you alive, and you will be doing some shit that you never thought you would do with some people that you never thought you would be with. Like, you really got to make sure you got your head on straight, bro. Because these niggas will tell you anything.
It's some learning experiences, though.
It is a learning experience, but...
It's a learning experience.
Me and my friends, we ran off on a nigga before on his bread. We never got caught because the nigga was drunk, but we ain't never, like, drunk nobody, like, on no Cardi B shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to do that.
I mean, hey.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
Blot it out.
You know, I mean... People do what they do. Right. People do what they do. But all I'm saying is, if you're going to do this shit, make sure you got your head on right. Make sure you got a plan. You do not want to be one of them bitches that's fucking 35, damn near 40 years old in the club, still dancing, getting mad at baby strippers because they stealing the attention. Like, that's some
that,
weak-ass
that
shit.
Does not that, too.
At all.
That, but people, it's cool. Like, Matrix cool.
Mm-hmm.
She's the coolest vet out there.
I love it.
But the girls across the water, they can't.
I mean, you just need to know when to hang it up sometimes. I feel like. I'm weak.
It's not hanging up. You got to be able to teach.
Yeah, or just. Yeah.
Because you've been here.
This
teach
is,
the other girls.
I'm saying.
She taught me a couple of tricks.
This is a, at the end of the day, this is a hustle.
She taught me how to tap my ass on the side. Like,
right.
This is a hustle. It's not meant to do forever.
Like, right. Yeah, some people who, like, who we all know our own goals and stuff. And
right.
Like, you know. But then you got some
it's a
girls,
stepping stone.
But, yeah, you got some girls that just,
want to,
like,
make a career because they, I video vixen.
Yeah, and that.
I'm a porn star.
If you're going to do that, do it the right way.
It, yeah.
And have a goal. But if
and get money. Don't
get money.
Don't nickel and dime.
Short.
Investments.
This is why we tell baby strippers, do not, like, you're going to get so caught up in all this money, you're going to forget about doing proper investments, and then you're going to blink, and then you're going to be 25, and you're going to realize what the fuck you've been doing, all this
do
money,
nails,
touches,
do hair,
and
do something.
And the thing is, be crazy, though, be the main stripper, be like,
I can't
car,
do none of that shit,
no,
but
like,
I mean,
you go, like, you got to invest,
artist.
Make smart moves, like, if you got no car, go
take
get a
pictures.
Car, if you ain't got no house, get a car,
get
a house, like,
don't
shoot,
be roommate
do a boring,
with people.
Do a boring business. A boring business like
and
invest
don't
in a vending
move in
machine.
With no nigga.
No.
Don't move
kick
with
your
nobody.
Ass out.
Don't move with no nigga. Don't move with no bitch. Get your own shit.
Yep.
Yeah, shit. If that bitch don't fucking do her in the
even
park,
if you putting money in the house, they still gonna kick you out.
Yep.
Don't, yeah. Just don't do it. Because then you got to find somebody to place her side of income on all this bullshit. Nope. Nope. Just... do it on your own. If you can do it on your own, do
and
it
don't
on your own.
Fuck the party promoters. Whatever
no,
you do.
Don't fuck the DJs.
Don't fuck
the promoters.
Nobody.
Don't fuck nobody. Honestly.
Don't fuck nobody.
And definitely don't fuck
plan,
the customer.
That you plan. Yeah. But never cross that line with the promoters and the DJs.
Yeah, because you will regret.
Yes.
I mean, I ain't never.
They will carry you.
I ain't even never fucked no strip club promoter
favoritism.
Or strip club DJ.
You'll be fighting with bitches.
Yeah, girl. And that
you
shit is so
you're
going to
be walking
trifling.
In minding your damn business and they say, no, you got a whole, the half of the damn club.
Don't
body.
Like you.
Don't like you, ready to beat your ass. And just yesterday, we was all cool a minute ago.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't never had them problems.
Me either. I ain't
fuck
never
that.
Fuck
I ain't
no
never
DJ,
did.
No party promote, no nothing.
Yeah, I
don't want to be
more
no bottom bitch,
that.
First lady, nothing.
Right, exactly.
Bitch,
I go home.
Fuck you want to call them? No.
So... to some good memories. What was y'all's, like, best experience with this shit? Like, dancing? Or what was y'all's, like, best night or best experience as far as being a dancer?
I ain't have a best night yet.
Wow, really?
Well,
keep
she
going.
Has to do for a year.
Yeah, I'm about to say, keep going.
I ain't gonna lie.
Like,
I had a couple best nights, but my favorite best night was, like, I was in Atlanta, and I saw the guy, I was, like, off of 3B. In my first time there, the crowd was loving me, bitch. I climbed to the top of the pole.
Yeah.
I had a Mercedes moment. It was so
that's
sad. Nice. I dropped down. It was money. I was like,
that's what I want.
I love
and
that.
I had a couple,
and
but that's like my
money,
top,
money.
Top favorite one.
What
like,
club was that?
It was Blue Ivory.
Okay.
You don't need a license for that. If they're still there, but you don't need a license for Blue Ivory. And because how it's set up, you walk in, it's kind of like you're going to get thrown off smoke. The restaurant, you're going to walk in, they're going to look through your bag, you're going to go through the door, it's going to be like a little lounge party, then boom, go down the stairs, it's the stripper joint. That shit tight as hell. And that's got two levels and another third level for VIP. Word. So the top level could be VIP. You can look over the whole club, and then they got the back shit VIP, and then they got the other VIP near the DJ. It's pretty lit. That pole was tall as hell, and I felt so good because I didn't even know I could fucking do that shit, but I was off of three fucking beats. So it was pretty lit. I had other lit nights, but that one was my favorite because it really looked like something out of P. Riley.
Word. Nah, I like that. I like the theatrics. Like, me.
And my glasses, because that's the only reason why I could see.
Oh, word. Yeah. I had stopped wearing glasses just because of dancing, honestly.
I did, but honestly, after a while, I just said, fuck it, just. That's when I had started wearing them, because I wear them in Atlanta, and everybody's like, ooh, do. I was like, well, fuck it, I guess I keep them on.
Oh, wow.
And that's why I was like, this one I can really remember, because I could literally see everything. Like, everything looked like a blur. I would literally see lights, money, and that's
ooh, that's a good combination. That's a good combination.
But when I saw everything, I was like,
Jesus, in Atlanta,
it's like
a dream.
Like, with
me, I'm
going to
turn
up. Yeah, I didn't dance, but that was a good experience to go to the strip club.
I think my best night was, honestly, it was a private booking. I did a bachelor party, and I was so scared to go. Like, at first, I wasn't even going to go. I was going to send their deposit back because I came on my period that day. And I was like, damn, I don't even want to dance tonight. I don't even want to go. I was like, fuck it. They sent me this money, I'm going to go. And I went. I was the only dancer. I brought my friend because I was like, just come with me, you know, just to be safe and shit. But I left with a lot of money that night. I ain't going to say exactly how much, but it was in the four digits. And I was like, bro, I'm happy as a bitch. Yes, I was glad as fuck, bro. I love a good private booking.
Yeah. I had a night like that with some frat brothers.
Really? They probably were. Yeah.
Yeah,
they
sound like some.
I brought
my friend too, huh?
You brave. I wouldn't have took no frat party booking.
I go anywhere.
No, I'm not going.
Not like anywhere, but like anywhere. I know it's going to be some money at.
I stay strapped up.
I'm just traumatized. Like, honestly, that moment that I told you about at, what's it called? At Paradise, like, that shit fucked me up. And then I was in Pure Diamonds one time. Ugh, yes, girl. Times, and I was dancing for this one guy. That's what I'm saying. And he's actually a popular guy. I'm going to tell you who off this podcast. But the nigga damn near raped me in the club. And after that, I was like, okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, that shit was OD.
I have a birthday.
I let people have fun. I let people smack my butt.
Yeah.
You have fun. But when you stick touching your finger inside of my coochie,
like, there's a lie.
I'm ready to.
And niggas think there's not a lie because we're dancers. And
yeah,
niggas,
like, you're not supposed to.
And it seems like we put, like, we're asking for it. And
yeah,
this is
we're
how,
not.
No.
This is a dance.
No,
we're not fucking.
I'm not, like, no.
Entertainment.
And you're fingering me. How is that pleasuring you? And that's nasty.
Girl, it's
hands.
Just it's the humiliation, though. Like, guys like to degrade and humiliate. And that's just the thing. Like, they like to, I don't know. Like, they get
some
off on that
like
shit.
Some guys like to degrade and that, but some niggas is freaks. Niggas is freaks.
That's just nasty. Because I'm like, you
anything.
Just touching everything and
money, your nose, the blunt, the cigarette, nasty.
Word.
God knows what else.
I
mean, really, though.
I got the detachable shit, the shower head. I mean, jet screen.
Yeah, nah. That night I sat in the shower for like a good hour.
Beating that clit up.
Trying to
clean that shit. You ain't gonna tickle my cooch. I ain't gonna clean it.
Fuck no. I be feeling horrible coming back from the strip club sometimes. Oh yeah, I sit in vinegar,
hell
baking soda. Hell yeah. Honey
shit.
Pot wash, all that.
Bro, you gotta detox because them people nasty.
They nasty as fuck.
The money nasty. I looked at the money one time, it was blood on me.
They got blood on the money and you still counting. They said they got blood on the money and you still counting.
Yeah, but I was mad because I was like, that's the person that stuck their finger in
right.
my vagina.
Nasty.
So, like,
so you might have did it to somebody else. Yeah. They was bleeding and then, yeah, nasty.
Whatever case would be, that's just nasty.
So, y'all, well, I don't know if y'all have, like, a home club or wherever y'all want to shout out and let the people know where they can come see y'all. You don't really have one.
I kind of bounce around.
Word.
But Some y'all better majority of times, you can majority of times catch me at Crystal Cabaret.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be raining
all night. And Bobby, girl, where can they find you at?
Or Cheetah.
But I'm mad about to be raining all night, y'all.
For real.
I'm not real
sitting. I don't like driving across the water in the rain.
No, me either.
That shit, I don't like doing that shit at all. Mm-hmm.
I ain't chasing no money like that.
Y'all want to let them know y'all Instagram so they can follow y'all.
Bobby for President.
Spell it.
Bobby for President.
The number four.
The number four.
I'm out. Nice
meeting
you.
Bye.
See y'all.
Nice seeing you.
This was the photographer for the shoot, y'all.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she
knew all this? Nah, we was recording a podcast.
No,
we
recording a podcast. Oh,
yeah. Nah, you good? Shout yourself out.
Oh, yeah. Gerard, the photographer. Photographer for the
pit stop. Pit stop. Yeah.
We just did that.
Word.
Hey.
All right. And
so
start.
Who we getting contact for the photos?
Me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll get
Insta.
It
from. Yeah.
Raven, you guys contact?
Thanks for
calling me. I was going to say, let the people know your Instagram real quick.
Yeah. Oh, too, my Instagram is @unicorn_babe. Yeah, you.
And y'all make sure y'all follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Black Hearts Club, no A in black. And I will see y'all in the next episode. Bye.